Predictor is a play based on the real-life story of Margaret Crane. In 1967, Crane invented the home pregnancy test, but she hasn't always been credited for that achievement. The play is showing through Sunday at the Station Theater in Urbana, and it's set to premiere off-Broadway in New York in December. To learn more, IPM Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy spoke with the inventor, Meg Crane, and the playwright, Jennifer Blackmer.
Meg, tell me a little bit about your upbringing. What made you interested in creating a home pregnancy test to begin with?
Well, I guess it was a surprise, really, because I was working as a graphic designer in this pharmaceutical company, and I saw hanging on the wall some test tubes, and then asked somebody what they were because it was on over a mirrored surface, kind of an odd-looking thing. And they said, well, those are pregnancy tests because their company does the kind of tests women would send urine to the company, and they would test it. And a couple of weeks later, the woman would find out whether they're pregnant or not. So that's how it, and I thought, just looking at that, wow, this is, something happened in my brain about it right away that a woman should be able to do this right away and do it herself. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And can you describe to me the moment in which you realized that you weren't going to be recognized as the inventor of the home pregnancy test?
There was a story in the New York Times about the present test, the WAN test, and did not recognize me by name as doing the first one. That was kind of a shock in a way, yeah.
And Jen, in the play, you chose to represent this moment with only the female ensemble members left on stage at the end to summarize when Meg truly gets hit with the reality that nobody recognizes that she created this product. Why have the female chorus do this instead of just the character that's playing Meg doing a monologue?
For me, it was a larger sense of women being left out in general, right? Particularly of you know, things and discoveries that happened during that time, but also throughout history. There have been amazing women like Meg doing amazing things. And when the history of those moments gets written, women are always left out. And so it becomes that larger sense of reclaiming our own space in this place of discovery and history, if that makes sense. So it was, you know, there's a little bit of Meg in all of us, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And along that same topic, societal perspectives on reproductive justice and women's autonomy are continuously shifting. Meg, how do you think your story fits into today's context?
Well, in so many ways, whatever's happening in Texas, for instance, women really have to know immediately, as soon as possible, what their status is for pregnancy. And I think, too, that the overall governmental quashing of women and their reproductive rights or any help for women we're not feeling the brunt of this as much as we are. It's going to be worse as time goes on, I'm afraid. I'm concerned about that.
And Jen, what about you?
I think that the joy of having this story being told in play form is that the world is always changing. And we've been working on this play since Meg and I first met, which was, I believe it was in 2016. We had several readings and we were developing it. And then in 2022, the world changed. Roe versus Wade fell, and the same play telling the same story took on a very different significance overnight, really. And I had received, after that happened, I'd received messages and texts from friends and collaborators who knew the story. And they said, well, your play just became an awful lot more relevant. And, you know, history is constantly evolving and moving. And as much as we like to say we are learning from the past, oftentimes the past comes back in new and unexpected ways.
That was Meg Crane and Jennifer Blackmer speaking with IPM Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy.